Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Sarvati, the Executive Committee and General Partner of the Renaissance Club at Archerfield, LLC. That's a golf course, a golf club in Scotland. He's in Scotland right now joining us. He lives there. Jerry's an American abroad in Scotland, and he's built this golf course over there, the Renaissance Club, hard by to the legendary Muirfield, just literally over a rock wall on the other side of Muirfield. Jerry, congratulations on the success of getting this thing done, of building it. It's been fun hearing the story, listening to you in the beginning back in 06 when it was a twinkle in your eye and you were just starting to turn dirt. And now you got a clubhouse, you got 18 holes, three on the fourth of fourth, and some kind of hopes of maybe getting a major tournament there on your golf course, right?
Yeah, we've been working on that. We're still hopeful that at some point in time in the future that we can entice those powers to be to showcase the club.
What would that be? The Scottish Open, the British Men's or Women's Open? I don't mean the Senior Open.
Yeah, well, it potentially the Scottish Open, potentially another event that is sponsored by the Royal and Ancient. We are actually hosting a boys amateur event along with Muirfield. We're joint hosting in August of 2016, yeah, the boys amateur. And the stroke play is going to be played at Renaissance, and the match play is going to be played at Muirfield.
What is the length of the members' tees?
Well, the members' tees is 67.50.
Yeah.
The championship tees stretches to 72.40.
All right. So what kind of greens you got? What's on
your
greens?
Everything over here in Scotland with the Lynx environment with sandy soils is fescue grasses.
Even the greens?
Even the greens, the fescue grasses. There are some different hybrids now, because just like everything else technology-wise, they've advanced. So,
Is your course sort of not as manicured? Is it kind of like the old courses? Are they not as manicured and trimmed as American courses are?
We're pretty manicured, but it's still a Lynx environment, and it's still Lynx conditions. So the grasses are, they're not necessarily green all the time. Although if you look at our website, that flyover that's right on the website was an actual pictures video taken in January which is really green. But it doesn't always look green in the summer. When it dries out, it can turn brown and yellow.
So you got an offer for my audience?
Yeah, I do. I just want to let everybody know that now that the clubhouse is done and the golf course is done, we've got a thing called our one-time experience, which we're inviting the world to come and see what we built, and we'd love for you to come take a look. If you go to our website, as I described before, www.trcaa, and click on there, you can find the access to the club. Give us a call, and we'd love to showcase, and we'd love to have you come over and stay at the club and play a round of golf or two. There's several other great golf courses in the area, so it's a great.
So if they contact you, you'd help them maybe look into some other things they could do while they're there?
Absolutely. Edinburgh is a great international city.
It is.
And it's vibrant all summer long.
Well, it's got the history, folks, is take your breath away. I've been there. It will the history go up to the castle and all the things that they did up there, up on the top of that little mountain there. It's the history. It cut it with a knife, and you're only a few miles from the old course. So and then just down the road from several others. Jerry, congratulations again on the hard work that you've done over there. The next thing is just to continue to grow the membership, continue to grow awareness, and maybe get a notable tournament over there. Right.
That's the plan, and that's the goal. We're working hard on it every day.
Yeah, and I appreciate you being here, and it's a great entrepreneurial story that you've shared with us over the years. It's been fun to see how things have gone and how you've grown this over there. And so my hat's off to you as an entrepreneur myself, and I know you've got a lot of partners, a lot of people who've believed in you and everything, but as on behalf of all of us other entrepreneurs out here, we tip our hat to you, Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and you should come over here and broadcast them over here someday.
We got to work that out. We've been talking about that, haven't we? I'd love to do that. Hey, give us that website one more time, Jerry.
TRCAA.com.
TRCAA.com. Check it out. Thanks, Jerry. Be well. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.